This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Rose Holman Institute of Technology is partnering with the Indiana Joint Replacement Institute and Union Health to establish a $30 million outpatient surgery center at the planned Innovation Grove District on the Terre Haute campus. The two-story, 40,000-square-foot facility will be built adjacent to a building that will house Rose Holman Ventures in the district, plans for which were first announced in October. Rose Holman President Robert Coons said he's excited about the opportunities for undergraduate biomedical engineering students.
And what this does is gives them the opportunity for exposure of actually how the technology is being applied in the surgical arena, which is something really unique at the undergraduate level.
Rose Holman said the surgery center will drive new research opportunities in biomedical engineering, provide hands-on experience for students, and bring in patients from all over the Midwest for orthopedic joint replacement surgeries. Coon said the goal is to break ground on the surgical center around Rose Holman's homecoming in October, with completion slated for mid-2026. A custom trailer manufacturer in Adams County has notified the state of a potential layoff, but says no concrete plans are in place. In a WARN notice filed with the Indiana Department of Workforce Development, Monroe-based Strict Trailers LLC said the move could affect 160 workers. While the notice was filed with the state, a spokesperson for Strict said in an email that the company hopes to avoid a layoff. The positions that would be affected if a layoff were to occur includes welders, cutters, assemblers and fabricators, maintenance workers, and first-line supervisors of production and operating workers, according to the notice. President Joe Biden is coming out in opposition to the planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan, saying in a statement released Thursday that the U.S. needs to, quote, maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steel workers. Alex Brown has more.
In this statement, Biden said, quote, U.S. Steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century, and it is vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated, end quote. Thursday's announcement, coming as Biden is campaigning in the Midwest, could have ripples in his race against the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump. The Democratic president has made the restoration of American manufacturing a cornerstone of his agenda as he seeks re-election, and he has the endorsements of the AFL-CIO and several other prominent unions. Nippon Steel announced in December that it planned to buy the Pittsburgh-based steel producer for $14.1 billion, raising concerns about what the transaction could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security. The Japanese company has tried to assuage critics by promising no job losses due to the merger. It also committed to keeping the U.S. Steel name and Pittsburgh headquarters, while noting it already has a presence in the American market and would bring in new resources to foster job growth. The company is the world's fourth largest steel producer. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio. The City of Kokomo is establishing a redevelopment authority to aid the existing Kokomo Redevelopment Commission in its mission to bolster the city's identity and remove blight in exchange for new projects. The city's Common Council unanimously passed an ordinance in late February greenlighting the new authority, which is a body separate from the city serving as an instrumentally for the public. A redevelopment commission can be created to identify areas, prompt studies, and investigate the best use of proposals and land up for development. The newly formed redevelopment authority will differ by acting as a fiscal agent established to assist in financing projects to lease to the commission. Indiana's consumer watchdog over the utility industry is recommending a substantial reduction to a base rate increase sought by Evansville-based CenterPoint Energy Indiana that would raise the average residential monthly electric bill by about $28. The Indiana Office of Utility Consumer Counselor said Wednesday that a 16% base rate increase of $118.8 million requested by the utility is unwarranted. Rather, a 4.5% increase, or $33.1 million, is sufficient. Under the 16% proposal before the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, the typical residential customer would see an initial increase of $10.07 in late 2024, an additional $5.85 increase in 2025, and an additional $12.46 increase in 2026. AES Indiana, one of the state's largest utilities, is moving forward with its plan to stop using coal by 2026 and triple its renewables portfolio by 2027. The company announced Tuesday the next step in a plan to transition its two remaining coal-burning units to run on natural gas. Those are located on the White River near Petersburg and Pike County. If approved by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, AES would be on its way to becoming the first Hoosier investor-owned electric utility to stop burning coal, according to Indiana Utility Report. The proposed merger involving a grocery store chain with a sizable Indiana footprint is on hold for the moment, as the Federal Trade Commission seeks to block Kroger Company's $24.6 billion acquisition of the Albertsons Companies Incorporated. The FTC filed the lawsuit February 26 to block what it called the largest proposed supermarket merger in U.S. history, alleging that the deal is anti-competitive. The FTC warned the deal could increase prices for consumers. It also noted that in some regions, such as Denver, the merged Kroger-Albertsons would be the only employer of union grocery labor. The commission also makes the argument that union grocery workers' ability to leverage the threat of a boycott or strike to negotiate better terms would also be weakened. Dan Hassler, former Indiana Commerce Secretary and Eli Lilly & Company executive, is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.